align myself with the statement delivered by the EU and its member states. And first of all, let me start by expressing our great appreciation to you, High Commissioner, and to the people at the table, and to all UNHCR staff globally for safeguarding the rights and well-being of refugees and tirelessly offering protection to those in need, often at their own personal risk. And Madam Chair, in my statement, I will focus on burden and responsibility sharing, on finances, on partnerships, and on hope. And if you allow me, I will illustrate my messages with a few quotes inspired by this great game of football, which is very topical, as you know. To start, quoting former female US international Maya Hamm, "It is hard to beat someone that never gives up." As we have reached the staggering record of 100 million forcibly displaced people worldwide, as just stressed by my Finnish colleague, that is exactly what you, High Commissioner, your staff, and all of us will do. We will never give up. And now, more than ever, we owe great appreciation to those countries and communities hosting the forcibly displaced for their hospitality and generosity, providing assistance, protection, and refuge. But again, gratitude is not enough. We again emphasize the importance of maintaining sufficient support to crises that are less spotlighted, yet protected and urgent. And the Netherlands will do its bit. In 2022, we have contributed 33 million in multi-year unearmarked funding, 26 million for prospects, and an additional 51 million euro for the acute responses in Jordan, Lebanon, Uganda, and Pakistan. This brings our total contribution to UNHCR in 2022 to more than 100 million compared to almost 80 million in 2021, with the focus on crisis outside Europe. And that's important to underscore since it shows we are continue to walk the talk. We again pledge 33 million of yearly unearmarked funding from 23 until 25. And we are proud to continue in doing so, complying with the funding compact and grand bargain commitments on providing quality financing. For the coming 4 years, we will continue our prospects partnerships involving UNHCR, UNICEF, ILO, the World Bank, and IFC that aims for a nexus approach in forced displacement context. And furthermore, we continue to be the fourth largest donor to the Central Emergency Fund and the third largest donor to the country-based pooled fund. The last one gives a substantial part of funding in support of Ukraine. Both CERF and CBFP funds are important to UNHCR, as well as to other humanitarian agencies. And I like to stress that, because fulfilling on the promises of the GCR is not just a task of UNHCR. It's a system-wide responsibility that can only be delivered upon by partnership. And partnership goes beyond financing. It means seeking complementarities between mandates and expertise of different actors in displacement contexts. It also means mobilizing the entire system beyond funding, including the IFIs. And it means communicating transparently about the challenges and risks we all face, actively sharing knowledge and lessons learned, and engaging in open dialogue and consultation, even if we might disagree. And this, Madam Chair, brings me to the GRF, because it is the very place and opportunity we will have next year to step up our efforts on both financing, on policy, and on partnership. We need more money, but also smarter money. We need to mold these partnerships to mobilize the entire system for the DCR and beyond. And we know this can be difficult. Co-creation of projects and programs is hard. But as Wayne Rooney, the famous former English international, has said, perfect partners don't exist. Perfect conditions exist for a limited time in which partnerships express themselves best. Footballers are also good speakers. The GRF offers us such a limited window of opportunity which we simply cannot afford to let pass by. And we think, Madam Chair, the common UN Pledge 2.0 can be central to this. If this is done right, going beyond financing alone and aiming at true partnership based on complementarity, including the IFIs, matching pledges before we reach a GRF, we can make a big step forward in delivering on a GCR for all. Apologies. The Netherlands looks forward to discussing this the coming days and months and encourages other partners to join in this pursuit. Madam Chair, we look forward to the next GRF as a big opportunity, one that hopefully will also make progress on other priorities like refugee participation, like localization and mental health and psychosocial support. In closing, Madam Chair, let me end with a message of hope. And here I like to quote Louis van Gaal, who is our coach, who's preparing for Friday's match. The message of hope is that we will all keep standing by the worlds displaced, by the host countries, by the host communities, by UNHCR and its staff. And Louis van Gaal said, I think the team is always better than the individual player. And here, Madam Chair and High Commissioner and your staff, you can keep counting on the Netherlands in team UNHCR. Thank you.